Welcome back to another episode of the Finance Bible Podcast. Zeke here.
And your co-host, Oscar. But before we get into it, please note that nothing in this podcast should ever be considered as personal financial advice.
Of course, if that is what you are seeking, reach out. We'll get you in touch with the correct professionals. Get the job done properly.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Let's get into it.
There's also the point to make as well, like in terms of actual skill, like, you know, if you're in a business where you're either A, client facing and you need to make a sale with a client, or B, you're doing business to business and you actually need to go, like you sell alcohol, you make alcohol and you've got to get it distributed in different shops like Dan Murphy's, Coles or BWS, whatever, then you know, who in the company can actually go and have those conversations with the client and figure out a deal and get it all put together? Is one of you good at it? Are both of you good at it? Is no one? Which is the next point. And I hope this doesn't happen to anyone out there. But what if there's something that you're both actually not that great at? For example, Oscar and I don't think we could sit down and make a website. And
no way.
Even if we could, the time that we'd spend on it would be much better spent elsewhere. Which is another point too, knowing where to put your time, but we'll come back to that. So if you're both not good at something, or three of you or four of you or you alone, however many of you are in this venture together, then you need to figure out, all right, who externally can we actually bring into the company to do this for us, and do we add them, or is it something that we can just pay a one-time contract to do?
Yeah,
and figure that out.
And it comes back to the financing and the budgets, as we mentioned earlier, because that's an important point, especially with the sales, like heaps of sales training companies out there. So is it appropriate for you to actually sign up and get trained by a sales guru for 6 months or however long you want? But figuring out your skills is a massive point.
And additionally with that, passion, something we haven't really talked about.
Passion.
What are you actually passionate about? Like, that might be a reason that you're starting a business or something, but is there something that you are passionate about, or one of your business partners are passionate about, that you're not so much or they're not so much? And can you use that to your advantage? Like, if there's someone that, you know, really, really loves to go out and wash dogs, and you want to make a dog washing business.
Very good.
One of you might want to sit there and, you know, do the numbers and everything, and the other one's like, oh, I really want to go wash the dogs.
Mate, you go wash the dogs. All good.
No, mate, if that was you and I, I'd be like, you're washing dogs. I don't want a bar of it.
Mm-hmm.
But
I do love dogs.
Can confirm. The man does love dogs.
I love animals.
But yeah, if there's something that they're really passionate about or they really enjoy doing, can you use that to your advantage? On to the next point.
Next one's probably, I think it was my favorite part of the journey. Like, I still remember it in our place in Sydney.
I can remember it. We moved out. Word.
Yeah. So we'll get into it, but it's business name and branding. So we were sitting on the floor in Zeke's bedroom. We were living together at the time.
We were.
In his bedroom for probably 5 or 6 hours.
At least.
And we said, all right, we're going to go in your room and we're going to figure out what name we're going to call the business and the logo once we figure the name.
Oh, it was chaos.
So we're sitting there and we had the rough idea of, you know, we're helping people purchase investment properties and set themselves up. So something along the lines of finance or property or money or wealth. So along that line, but we probably went through 40 different names.
And at least.
At least. And half the names we were like, yep, done. That is perfect. We're on. One of them, Kilimanjaro Finance, believe it or not.
Yes, definitely not.
Which I'm glad we didn't go down that path.
Not imagine trying to like send an email. Oh, what's your email address? Oh, it's Zeke. Oh, how do you spell that? Zeke at Kilimanjaro. Oh, how do you spell
you'd
that?
You'd be done.
Oh, mate, my name and that put together, I don't think I'd be here today.
No. It's ridiculous how long it takes, because you've got all these ideas and then you're so excited, then you tell your parents, you tell your family, you tell your partners, your friends, and they come back, I hate it.
Yeah, or even after 10 minutes you go, actually, that's really shit.
Yeah. we had heaps of those. And then literally probably hour six, hour seven, we thought, what about Wealth Street, Wealth Road? We're like, yes, Wealth Road, bang, we're on. Love it. Check up, ABN lookup. No other businesses have the name. Happy days. And then we're sitting on that for probably a week. Well, probably a couple of days.
It was a couple of days, yeah. And then
we locked it in. We got the logo done on Canva.
Yeah, we had the logo done. And we were just kind of sitting there going, just looking at it for a minute.
Something's not right. And the colors weren't right.
All of a sudden, we're just like, Wealth Road. That stinks.
Wealth, property, money, assets. Then we're like, Asset Road.
Yeah, literally, that was it.
That's actually
the moment you said that, or whoever said it, I don't even remember that part.
It was like, Asset Road. And we're like, yes. And we Googled it.
Yeah.
No asset roads. Take it. Well, we didn't take it at the time. We sent it around and then we got good feedback. People were happy with it. So then I jump on Logo Creator. I whip up this logo, very rough logo. And that logo, everything that was created that night is the logo we use today, apart from the little fine details in the O.
There's a minor, slight design change, but a very, very
But simple. That logo is the logo we actually created on that night, which is pretty cool.
We fiddled around with that.
We actually didn't need anyone to do that for us. But
the moment you know is when you wake up a week later and you're still going, Asset Road. Okay.
Yeah.
If you wake up and you're like, Wealth Road, I don't know, don't do it. No. You'll know when you know.
And you want to have it is like love. And when you know, you know.
Yes.
And with your business name, you want it to have, well, there's heaps of businesses out there. So you got, let's just, for example, Apple has nothing to do with actual phones and computers. But a lot of companies in some industries, you want your name to kind of say what you do, like to portray, yes, we help people get assets. And a road can be your road to wealth or wherever it may be. But you want it to reflect your offerings and also make it a memorable name, something easier to say.
So, yes, if you're giving out your email.
Kilimanjaro would have been horrible. That is not easy to say for most people. And I'd guarantee 98% of people would ask how to spell it.
Even now, giving out my email, sometimes I do get hit with the question, like, oh, how do I spell that? I'm like, the word asset.
Yeah,
the
A-S-S-E-T.
And then the word road, like, you know, you walk across a road. And they're like, oh, yeah, I can spell that.
Yeah.
Bloody hope so.
But, yeah, you want it to be easy to spell and extremely relevant. So, I think we were writing it down actually quite a bit. To look at it visually and be like, yeah, that looks great. That's easy to understand. The email would be nice, Oscar at Asset Road. That looks fine. That's easy, not too long, not too short. But, yeah, writing it out, looking at it, visualizing it, getting the logo, saying it, asking your friends, family, that was the big one.
Yeah, and the coloring and the branding of that was.
Because we got heaps of feedback from your family and my family in terms of the actual names and the logos as well.
I think I actually sent that one through to my group chat of mates too and just said, guys, what do you think? And, yeah, no negative feedback on that circumstance.
And even if it is negative, like, it's good. It's constructive criticism.
Yeah, that's exactly
which you
right.
need for these types of things because you don't want everyone to be like, yeah, that looks great. And then they're talking shit behind your back. Oh, did you see how bad Zeke's logo was? How shit was that?
Well, we might have to insert a little there. Oh, but that's all right. And, yeah, then we went on to registering the company once we figured that out. So, you know, we could either A, do it ourselves. We have a bit of background in setting up like self-managed funds and companies for property custodians or corporate trustees and stuff like that. But we were kind of at the point where like, hey, we actually do this for a job. I couldn't be bothered doing it for myself. We'll just pay someone. So get a good accountant, help them figure out the actual structure of the business. If you want to do a company, a sole trader or whatever you're doing, figure out the tax incentives and all of that. You might want to make a trust.
They'll help you as well. If you have no idea, which a lot of business owners, like I had a rough idea, but not that much. So they'll explain it to you like literally from start to finish of what everything is and walk you through it.
Yeah, and you need to figure out at that point if there is other people involved, you know, what are you doing for share splits and, you know, shareholder agreements and all of that kind of thing because that's it's quite intense. And I've seen a few people get burnt there too.
Definitely. A lot of people don't actually, they say, yep, we're co-owners, co-founders, like 50-50, but there's actually no legal documentation.
Yeah.
It's actually not in writing or, you know, there's documents about it. So then all of a sudden turns to, I won't swear, I'll say turns to crap.
Yeah, it's a good choice. I like that.
And then all of a sudden someone is trying to pay you out or just take the money and run.
Yeah, or
whatever. There's so many.
One of
there's
you actually might end so many up throwing horror more stories. Money in than the other.
Yeah, and say, mate, I put in an extra 20K than you. You owe me this.
Someone stops. Stop. I just turned American. Someone stops.
Stops.
Stops pulling their weight, or you know, one person picking up all the extra slack, and
yeah,
you know, you need a reshuffle. But that's one of the more boring parts of it, I will say.
Yeah, I think outsource that. Leave it to the professionals to sort it all out. But that kind of takes us back. Once that's all done, and especially for us, is balancing if you are currently working. Like as you said earlier, if you've got a lot of savings and you're just living off your savings whilst you build this company up, this probably won't really impact you a lot. But the balancing act between working your 9-to-5 job, whatever you're doing right now, your current role, and developing your business and your business plan in the background. So for us, it was mainly we got to work at 8 a.m. So we were getting up at around 4:35 each morning, going to the gym, walking to the gym together, talking about the business and
The gym sessions are probably one of the most productive parts of
– Yeah.
Well, not the actual session itself, the walk.
The walk. Well, lucky we're living together. So we were walking to the gym every single morning during the week and talking about the business literally from the moment we left our rooms to the moment we got back. And then we have a shower, do a bit of like work on the business before you go to work. And then when we came back home, straight back at it again. So we, during that time, we really like worked 5 till 12. Like
easily, because we do days where we're in client meetings until 9, 10.
And we come back
I'd be out in Mount Druitt at bloody 9:30 at night, driving back to the east, get there at midnight, sit down, cook up dinner and go, well, I just had an idea. Let's work on it.
Exactly right. So balancing, it probably doesn't sound like we're really good at balancing there, because looking back, we probably weren't. We were really like over the top. I remember my girlfriend, Zoe, used to call me up or text me when like the early days of Asset Road.
Yes.
And it was like 11 o'clock at night. What are you up to? I'm like, oh, just doing sales training or doing role play or working on this, like every single night. But
it had to be done.
It does. It has to be done. But you got to figure out your balancing. So you don't want to burn yourself out, because then you won't have a business. But how do you balance? It might be when you get home, you might work 5:30 to 6:30, and then maybe early in the morning for half an hour, or prioritize your Saturdays. So 4 hours on Saturday, you might pump it out, or whenever you're free. But figuring that out and the developing a business plan on the side is actually vital.
And there also does get to a point where a lot of people will be working their current role while working that one. And that makes complete sense too. You know, you don't want to entirely go out on your own. You might be like, oh, I want to still have the income over here while I build this up. Like, you know, you're actually registered. You're doing a little bit of business, but not much, because you're primarily doing your other job. You're like 80-20 at this point in time.
Mm.
So you need a balance there as well. Like, okay, although I'm only 20% in my new role while I'm trying to build it up, I can't have a client call me or something happen there and not actually tend to it straight away, because then you're starting off on a bad foot. You're getting a bad reputation. You're getting a name for yourself. You want to have everything go smoothly. So it's balancing that too. Like, okay, how do I keep my current boss impressed and not get in trouble there while I'm trying to do this and I'm so much more focused on this? And the longer that goes on, the worse it gets.
It does. You've got to really think about how to get through it, but...
Yeah, oh, you couldn't see my hands there. It was like my left hand's at 80, my right hand's at 20, and it's slowly
moving up.
The old weight shift, and then my right hand becomes a 99, my left hand becomes a 1, and I'm barely involved in my previous job. So,
but like with saying that, you got our first client with Asset Road when we were working with our old employer.
Yes.
But at the same time, like you were still doing what you needed to do. And 8 to 5 or 9 to 5 work.
Eight to twelve.
Pretty ridiculous, actually.
Yeah, 24/7
phone calls all the time. Anyway, but it's not like you just jump ship. Like you actually did work for Acid Rogue and then also doing what you had to do to keep ticking over.
Yeah, that was kind of important to
you have to
and
do
it. I'm not in the piece of advice to everyone out there, don't screw anyone over while you're doing it, you know, at all
A lot
times.
Of people do that, and it's a lot of industries are actually really small.
Yeah, you don't people want to burn bridges. You do the right thing by everyone you can, and when you get to that point where you're like, all right, I am starting to like fade a little bit in my old job, at that point in time you should go, okay, it's time to actually leave or do reduced hours or something, because you need to be fair to everyone involved. Otherwise, you're just not a good bloke.
Good lady. Actually, thinking about that, if you're actually fully over your current job and you're like, I actually hate coming here every day and I'm so over it, but I need the money, you could actually just get a casual gig. Go to a cafe or whatever. A lot of people do it after school, like go waiter at a restaurant or be a barista. But
Uber,
yeah. We'll talk about that in a moment. But just doing something to pay the bills. So when Zeke and I moved back home, so I moved back to Melbourne, and Zeke moved up to Newcastle while we're getting the business sorted, and we didn't have any income coming in. We were both just literally doing Uber Eats.
Yeah,
for
mostly.
Like the mornings, working, still working, like taking phone calls and doing meetings and everything, but to try and, you know, there's a good 4-6 month period there of no income. So
yeah, I was
going to make money somehow.
That I had a thick chunk of savings myself, but
yeah, it was just perfect timing for you after property.
Yeah, so,
I had to work for it, unfortunately. But you come out on the other side.
On the balancing act as well, time, I was saying it before and I said I'd talk about it a bit later, is you've really got to think about what time you're putting into certain things. Like, as we said, if we put all that time into the website, you know, it might have been 40 hours, 50 hours, 60 hours, and I don't mean like 3 days. I mean actually that amount of hours sitting there at a computer doing it. Just doing the copy alone, it took us at least like a week.
I fully forgot about the copy of the website.
The copy of the website took us.
Because you want to be in charge of the copy. Website developers can also always, you know, ask and say to you that they're happy to do it. But you know your product, you know your service, you know what your customers and your client base are like.
And you know how you want to come across.
Yeah.
They don't. So for a website developer, like, great, they might make a really beautiful website. Like, I love our website.
Oh,
but
it's amazing. If anyone hasn't looked at it, assetro.com.au.
If we let the people do our copy, I don't think it would have came across how we wanted it to. It wouldn't have been as, I don't want to say the word organic.
Authentic?
Authentic, natural. Friendly but professional, like, you know what you're trying to do and they don't. You also really understand your industry, what you can say, what you can't say, what you should, what you shouldn't. Whereas they might do it for a finance company one day and then a candle company the next day and then a fitness like F45 the day after.
And a lot of companies are different. Like, you might have one finance company who's young, kind of like us, even though we're not a finance company, and you might have another company who they have individuals who are in their 60s. They're not really used to – nothing against 60-year-olds.
They're like, I don't even want a website. Just
yeah, they're not – yeah, literally, they're not used to, like, the online marketing and website pages. So they're just happy with the old school word-of-mouth referrals, et cetera. Like, we've met many people in our industry who've actually don't really have websites. And in this day and age, it's vital to have a good website. So everyone's different. So that's why I think it's important to have your own say and word it as you're speaking, because your clients will know what you're like.
Another one that's sort of completely random and is in its own segment, like, we don't actually have like a specific segment for it, but it's to do with your actual product or your service or whatever it is that you do or you offer, you want to actually test it yourself. If you're in the circumstance where you're like, oh, I can't test it, like, it's not a product, so to say, you know, it's not a shampoo or whatever, something, a consumable or perishable or whatever, an actual service, how do you test it? You can get someone you know and put them through it for free. Like, you're not paying for it. I just want to do it and actually see what the process is like, check that you know what's going on, and you can give me feedback on it. So that's really important to do. We were lucky enough that we had been doing it for a long amount of time.
Yeah.
We knew the ins and outs of exactly what we were doing. So we didn't necessarily need to test it. It was like, okay, we know what works, we know what doesn't. Let's just change it a little bit and make it better.
We hope you enjoyed the episode. As always, you know exactly what to do.
Hit that follow button, subscribe, whatever platform you listen to this podcast on. Also share it to friends, families, co-workers, whoever you think may benefit from it. But unfortunately, it's the end, and we'll see you next week.